Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Sir Elton bringing us back, apropos for our guest this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. George Troy is here. He's ordinarily in New York, but today he's in London. And that was my apropos reference. George is the author of The Five Laws of Retail. It's an outstanding book I encourage you to check out. And George is a consultant with the Grayson Company. George, thanks again for being here, and thank you for this report you're giving us from London. I have a number of members of my brain trust who are in England, in London specifically, and I get reports on the economy from them and how to start a business, how to run a business over there. But you're the first one the first report we've gotten since the coronavirus has been part of the news. When you talk to business owners over there, George, as I know you are, what are they, besides the fact that customers aren't coming in as much, what are they telling you about what they think is going to happen? How do they feel about next week and next month and the rest of the year?
You know, that's a great question. I did ask some people that, but they do not have an answer. It's just too new. And it's just moving too fast. You know, your book that I recently was reading, The Age of the Customer, is a great source, even for something like this. I looked at how the five laws of retail could be applied to this situation. And it's like the first law, which is people first, is really what's important. And that's like your book, The Age of the Customer, is like blown that up and says more about it. But you have to think about the people. And what's important is health and safety and keeping people safe, making sure that people stay home when they're sick and have the ability to wash their hands and stay safe. So those things are both for the employees and for the customers. Mm-hmm. Inventory, they're scrambling to try to see how to reduce their inventory. They can't reduce what's already in the shops, of course, but the deliveries and the supply chain, to slow that down or put the brakes
and
on.
That last step you just mentioned, that's what causes recessions, because yes. It's a reverse domino effect back into the supply chain. That's what causes recessions when we stop buying at the inventory level. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, having been around the track a few times myself, I know that there's an upside too. Because at the end of this, and it will end, at the end of this, the demand will just spike. You won't be able to have enough.
Right.
So I think to your first question about what are people thinking a week or 2 weeks from now, they haven't gotten there yet. They haven't made decisions. Because
are they in shock? You get the idea they're still in shock?
Yeah, they're trying to figure it out. It's very upsetting that you know, what's happening so quickly.
Do they think what's happening in Italy could happen in England? Is that what they're thinking right now?
The authorities are pretty certain it will.
Ah, interesting.
It's not a matter of if, but a matter of when.
Wow.
And so the National Health Service here in the UK, which is really pretty good at several things, and one of them is communication. And for up until last week, they were in the mode of containment. Let's contain this. Let's find the people who are sick and separate them out. Now it's changed. It's no longer contained. They're they're in the position now in the mode of delay. Let's delay it as much as we can. Mm-hmm. Let's have people self-quarantine. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure people stay home. They're advising people, if they think they've got it, not to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Because in the doctor's office and in the hospitals are a bunch of, other
sick
things
people.
That can make you sick. This isn't the only thing.
But, right.
But older people, older people who have other complications, if they get this on top of it, then they're
This
they're
does,
at a very high risk.
If there is one good thing about this virus, it does seem to only affect older people, not younger people, not babies and children. That's one of the good things. So, George, let me ask you a question. I know you live in New York, and I know you went over to London for an event that was canceled. Are you stuck there now, or can you go home? Are you afraid to travel home?
No, I have a flight on Thursday, and it should be okay. There's no indication that it won't be. But I think when I get home, I don't think I'll leave again for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, back in New York, they've stopped the Acela train between New York and Washington, and your brilliant mayor is talking about closing the subway. So, it'll be interesting what you find back there. What are your last thoughts? What's your recommendation to us? This is a good time to be happy if you've developed. If you're a retailer, if you're a Main Street retailer, this is a good time to be happy that you developed an online option for folks, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the other thing is, the last thing that I would say, because, you know, Jim, retailers like me were inherently optimistic. And here's one of the things they need to remember to do, too, and that is to make notes. Make notes of what happened by day, what you did, how the business was, because believe this or not, when this is all over, and it will be over, next year, they'll have forgotten about it.
You'll need that's right.
Anniversary and business. This month, next year, is going to be terrific.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Hey, George, good job. Good report today. Be safe. Safe travels going home. We'll see you next time. George Troy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I look forward.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.